The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 5, text number 17. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on September 20th, 2012, in Taman Medan, Malaysia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tad Buddhayas Tad Atmanas Tannishtas tatparayana, tannishtas tatparayana. Gacchantyapurna avritim, gacchantyapurna avritim. Gyana niradhuta kalmasha, gyana niradhuta kalmasha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When one's intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation. Purport. The Supreme Transcendental Truth is Lord Krishna. The whole Bhagavad Gita centers around the declaration that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the version of all Vedic literature. Paratattva means the Supreme Reality, who was understood by the knowers of the Supreme as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the last word in the Absolute. And there is nothing more than that. The Lord says, Matak parataram nanyat, kinchid asti dhananjaya. Impersonal Brahman is also supported by Krishna, Brahmano pratishtaham. Therefore, in all ways, Krishna is the Supreme Reality, one whose mind, intelligence, faith, and refuge are always in Krishna, or in other words, one who is fully in Krishna consciousness, is undoubtedly washed clean of all misgivings, and his imperfect knowledge in everything concerning transcendence. A Krishna conscious person can thoroughly understand that there is duality, simultaneous identity and individuality in Krishna, and equipped with such transcendental knowledge, one can make steady progress on the path of liberation. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vraistaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachitesha Tarine. So, these are very important points. We have a lot of dirt in the heart, that's a thing. A lot of dirt. And because of that dirt, we experience a lot of anxiety. There's four things mentioned here that one fixes in the Supreme. One's intelligence, one's mind, one's faith, and one's refuge. These are very important points. You have to use your intelligence to understand what is Krishna. How do you do that? Well, you have to understand nothing comes from nothing. This rascal scientist, Dr. Stephen Hawking, he says that everything comes, the universe comes out of absolutely nothing. But any intelligent person can understand how ridiculous that is. Can you get popcorn out of an empty pot? Can you pop popcorn out of an empty pot? No. You want to make a pot of popcorn, you got to put some kernels in the thing, you see. But he says everything comes out of absolutely nothing. So with your intelligence, you can understand everything comes from something. Therefore, there must be an original something from which everything comes. This is called intelligence, you see. And then you can try to find out what is that original source then. And that, for that, you can do research. You can study the great scientists who have analyzed it thoroughly, like Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma has concluded by his scientific research, Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. The supreme controller is Krishna. He has an eternal form which is full of bliss and knowledge. He has no origin, Anadir. He is the origin, Adir. He is called Govinda. And he is Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the supreme cause of all causes. So one has to understand from the great authorities who analyzed it scientifically, you see, who is that supreme source. And you can also do your own experiment and also experience how Krishna is the source. That experiment is called bhakti, the bhakti experiment. You see. The same realization that Brahmaji had of seeing Krishna directly, you can do the same thing. In other words, if you base your life simply on your material activities, well, I got my wife, my husband, my kids, my income, my house, that is my happiness, then you're a fool. I can tell you you're simply a fool number one. Because that happiness will be taken away from you at any time. That's the nature of this material world. You have to base your happiness on the reality, which is beyond the temporary situation that we're in right now. You have to. Otherwise, it's just a matter of time before you're going to be absolutely devastated by the material nature. Don't base your happiness on something that's false. Don't do that. I'm warning you, don't do it. You're setting yourself up for big time anxiety and torture of your consciousness. Base your happiness on the reality of Krishna, the foundation of everything. That you have a relationship with Krishna, you're the eternal servant of Krishna. Base everything on that. If you do it, then you're going to have a great life. You're going to be free of anxiety. It won't matter what's happening in the material world, because you'll be existing in your relationship with Krishna within your heart every minute. See, a devotee of the Lord, he's always living with Krishna at every minute. He doesn't really live in the material world. He appears to live here, but actually he doesn't really live in the material world. Even though he may be working a job, getting an education, raising a family, but his actual life is within his heart, with Krishna, with Guru, with Vaishnavas, you see. That is his actual life. These four things, you see. Intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge. So, he puts his faith in Krishna. This is one of the items given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You should all study this list given by Prabhupada at the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. These six items are what are the vital items for advancing in Krishna consciousness. You see, the first item is you should accept whatever is favorable for Krishna consciousness. You see. The second item is you should reject whatever is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. Reject it. Okay, if it's not given to my Krishna consciousness, I give it up immediately. Reject it. Just give it up. Don't be attached. Reject it if it's not good for your Krishna consciousness. Third item, have complete faith that Krishna will always protect you in every single situation. It doesn't matter the temple, at home, or you're driving. In any and all circumstances, have full faith that Krishna will always protect you. That's the third item. The fourth item is feel completely dependent on the mercy of Krishna. If Krishna is protecting you, and that protection is His mercy, then you can completely depend on them. You don't need anything else. All you need is Krishna's mercy. You see? Completely depend on the mercy of Krishna. And that's the fourth item. The fifth item is you should not have any interest separate from the interest of the Lord. That from now on, I only want to do what Krishna wants me to do. Nothing else. That's all. I gave up any kind of my so-called dream of independence, because actually we're not independent. If you don't completely amalgamate your interest with the interests of the Lord, you're simply a puppet in the hands of Srimati Maya Devi. That's all you are. You're being pulled by her strings 24 hours a day. There's no freedom. If you want freedom, you have to fully absorb yourself in doing what Krishna wants. Because that frees you from this material nature. It puts you fully in the spiritual energy. Wouldn't you like to be in the spiritual energy 24 hours a day without ever being impacted by the material nature? But you can do that. You can do it, you see. And the final item is to always feel meek and humble. Don't ever become proud. Oh yeah, I'm great. What is the saying? Pride cometh before the fall. Many devotees were very big devotees in our movement, even big sannyasis, gurus, GBCs. Where are they now? With some prostitute. You have to be very, very careful. Don't become proud. Prabhupada told us in the Deity Worship, he said, don't be puffed up. Don't be puffed up. We have to really learn how to be humble. And what does humility mean? It means I offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for myself. That's humility. And what's the advantage of humility? Kirtaniya Sadahari. Lord Chaitanya says, in that humble state of mind, you can chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. We say, well, I'm just going to chant constantly anyway. Humble or not, but you won't be able to. I guarantee you. If you, as long as you're puffed up and you're proud, you will not be able to chant constantly the holy name. Why should I glorify Krishna? I need some glorification too, is it? Unless you're humble, you'll think, why should I give so much glorification to Krishna? I want some glorification. When will I be glorified? When will they say, Bhakta Joe Ki Jai? So the reality is, this humility is a very important thing. That's why we take a spiritual master, because that's humility. Humility means now my spiritual master is my Lord. He's my Lord, he's my master. Whatever he tells me to do, I will do. He tells me to give up family life and become a sannyasi, I will immediately do. He tells me to go live on the side of the Jamuna River and just chant 64 rounds a day, I'll do that. Whatever he tells me to do, I'll do everything a spiritual master tells me. He tells me to go out in full-time book distribution, I'll do that. Whatever he tells me to do. He tells me to be a pujari. He tells me to work a job and raise my family. Whatever Guru Maharaj tells me to do, it, I'm prepared to do. Anything he says, you see, that is surrender. One totally gives up their independence, they completely put themselves under the direction of Guru, you see. That makes you humble. You see. As long as, well, you know, I will take the guru's instructions as a suggestion. I may do them, I may not do them. Well, that's not what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada understood by reading a commentary in the Bhagavad Gita that one has to accept the order of his spiritual master as his very life and soul. And I've been just hearing a lecture in the car as we were coming here tonight. Prabhupada gave a talk on the appearance day of his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Or it may have been the disappearance day. Prabhupada is saying that if one has, one sticks to the order of the spiritual master, strictly sticks to the order of the spiritual master, Krishna will give him full facility. Now, do you think Krishna is limited in the facility he can give? That he has to get some permission from the Malaysian government to give you some facility? What do you think? Yes or no? Of course not. Krishna can give unlimited facility to anyone he chooses to give unlimited facility. Unlimited facility he can give. So who does he give unlimited facility to? Whoever is completely sold out to their spiritual master. That devotee gets unlimited facility. You see. So, how much facility do you want for being Krishna conscious and spreading Krishna consciousness? It's up to you. Do you want to surrender to Guru or do you just want to be independent? It's your choice. It's your choice. If you want to be independent, no one's going to stop you. Krishna gives full freedom to the living entities to be independent. You want to be independent? Go ahead. One devotee, he came in a very challenging mood. Two devotees, disciples of Prabhupada, they came in a very challenging mood for a darshan. Prabhupada wanted to know why they were keeping the hairs on the face, mustache. And they said, well, Prabhupada, you had a mustache when you were a householder. Prabhupada said, that was before my diksha. They were doing everything again. They were keeping facial hairs, even though Prabhupada doesn't want us to keep facial hairs. They were doing all independent things. They were criticizing all the devotees. You know what Prabhupada told these disciples? He said, just go earn money and enjoy. You see? They wanted to be independent, so Prabhupada gave them facility. All right, go out, be independent. You wanted... If that's your mood, go out and earn money and enjoy. And they did that. They went out to earn money and tried to enjoy the material world. You see. So the spiritual master gets full facility. You don't want to surrender to Krishna? You want to be independent? All right, go ahead. But that's not a very intelligent thing to take such concession from the spiritual master, because it means repetition of birth and death. You see, unless you are surrendered to your spiritual master completely, Krishna will not accept you. It's a fact. He won't accept you. Ye me bhakta jana parata na me bhakta shtate jana mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas te me bhakta mata mata Adi Purana. Krishna says, the one who is, O Arjuna, son of Prita, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he is not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So you want to be accepted by Krishna, or do you want to rot in the cycle of birth and death? It's your choice. You have a choice. You can be accepted by Krishna, or you can rot in the cycle of birth and death. You have free will to do whatever you want. But Krishna says, if you want to be accepted by me, then you must become the devotee of my devotee. It's the only thing. You must be the devotee of my devotee. But actually, it's really wonderful. For the karmi, it sounds horrible. Oh, become a disciple of a spiritual master? That sounds like hell. But actually, there's nothing more wonderful than being a disciple. I used to think it was pretty hellish when I first heard about it. I've associating with the devotees. They want me to meet Prabhupada. I said, no. I kept avoiding. No, I don't want to meet Prabhupada. I like the chanting, the prasadam, but I don't want to meet the guru, you know. I was very attached to being independent, you see. Twice I turned down an opportunity to meet Prabhupada. I was so proud of my so-called independence, you see. But then Krishna was very kind. My Devi smashed me like anything and put me into so much misery that I became a little humble. All right, I think I need to give up my independence and surrender to what God wants me to do, you see. And then I was ready to meet Prabhupada, and then I got to meet Prabhupada. And then I realized actually how wonderful it is to become a disciple. You enter in a whole other realm of existence, of spiritual love, you see. Being a disciple means you enter into the world of spiritual love. Love which is pure, unadulterated, no exploitation, simply pure love, you see. The spiritual master lives in the world of pure love, that is called Vaikuntha. And when you fully surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, you enter into that world of pure love. And you live with him and his disciples eternally in that world of pure love. Golok, you see. So, in this everyone wants love, but in this material world there is no love. It is simply a world of kama, lust. There's no prema here. This is kama loka. It is not. There are two lokas. There's kama loka, prema loka. The spiritual world, prema loka. The material world, kama loka. You're not going to get any real love here. You won't get it. You won't find any genuine love in this material world. This is simply a world of cheating, kama loka. So you want real love, you must come to prema loka. The spiritual master takes you to prema loka. You see. Prabhupada takes us to prema loka. We have to take shelter of Guru. We have to follow his instructions. We have to humbly bow at his feet. We have to be very eager to hear what he has to say. We pray every day in the Guru Puja prayers that my dear spiritual master, my only desire is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from your lotus mouth. That's my only desire. I want nothing else except to sit and hear you purify, hear your purifying words to save me from the darkness of ignorance. That's how eager we should be. That my Guru Maharaj is speaking, I must go. I must go to hear Guru Maharaj speak. You see, that eagerness has to be there. If I don't have that eagerness to hear Guru Maharaj speak, what is my qualification to get out of this material existence? I have no qualification. You see. I must be very, very, very eager to hear Guru Maharaj speak. That will save me. I may have no qualification whatsoever. I may be lazy, I may be less intelligent, I may have all kinds of bad karma, I'm always having accidents. So many problems, you see. But if I'm eager to hear my spiritual master, that will save me from everything. That eagerness to hear the spiritual master, it must be there. That's what disciple means, eager to hear the spiritual master speak. Disciple has not that eagerness. They're not disciple. Even they're initiated. They're not really a disciple, you see. The real disciple is that person who is very eager to hear the spiritual master speak. Prabhupada told us the secret. He said, I was always very, very eager to hear Guru Maharaj speak. They had that Brajmandal Parikrama, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was doing around Brajmandal. So Prabhupada, he never had a chance to hear because he was very busy in running his business. But he took time off. Now I will go hear Guru Maharaj, you see. He went in the Brajmandal Parikrama. And during the evening time, You could either go for the pravachan, the lecture, or you could go for darshan in the nearby temples. Everybody had the choice, you see, pravachan or darshan. So Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, he speaks in very, very erudite English. The materialistic Dhamminar cannot possibly stress to the transcendental autocrat in this way. Big words, you see. And most of the disciples, they're Bengali village boys. They hardly speak English at all, you see. So everyone goes for darshan. No one goes for the lecture, except for a few sannyasis. But along with those sannyasis, there was one pharmaceutical businessman from Allahabad named Abhay Charan Day. And he would sit there, he said, I would understand, or I would not understand, but still I would go on hearing. And because of that, Guru Maharaj marked me and accepted me as his disciple. He said, because I heard nicely, now I can speak nicely. So do you want to become qualified in Krishna consciousness? You want to get out of the cycle of birth and death? You want to become fixed up in transcendental bliss 24 hours a day? It's very simple. It's not difficult. All you have to do is to be very eager to hear your spiritual master speak. It's like that record company, RCA, Record Victrola Company. They have their logo. Maybe you've seen in the old vinyl records of the RCA company. The old days, they had what were called, they had no electricity yet, but they had this thing where you would crank it up and you put a record on this thing and it would come through a megaphone. So there's a famous logo of a dog sitting there like this, because his master's voice is coming out of the Victrola. He's going, it's called his master's voice, and the dog is, I even put it in Thought for the Day one time. I have a picture of it. Many years ago, I put it in Thought for the Day. I found an old Victrola in Lima, Peru. One day we were out walking with it, taking an afternoon walk for some fresh air and sunshine. So we have to be like that RCA Victor dog, you see, very eager. Oh, my Guru Maharaj is speaking. Let me hear, let me hear, let me hear, let me hear, let me hear. You see, we should take the words of our spiritual master deep, deep, deep within our hearts. That will purify us of lust. It will purify us of anger. It will purify us of greed. It will purify us of madness. It will purify us of illusion. It will purify us of envy that is accumulated in the heart for millions and billions of lifetimes. You see. If the spiritual master is not physically present, you can hear his lectures, recorded lectures. You see, so many recorded lectures are there of one spiritual master. You can hear your Guru Maharaj's lectures, you can hear Prabhupada's lectures. You see, so in this way, he always be hearing, 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 and reading, 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 and chanting, 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 as much as you possibly can. Don't simply get involved in the regular day-to-day life of like a karmi, making money and spending money. Don't cheat yourself, please. Do not cheat yourself. Simply earn money and enjoy. It's an illusion. It doesn't work. It will never make you satisfied. There's only one way to become happy, and that is you have to absorb yourself 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness. That's the only thing that can satisfy the self. You see? Why? Because we are fish out of water in this material world. As confirmed by our mother. You know who our mother is? Radharani. She is our original mother, Radharani. She has given very nice poetry. You can study this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, chapter 17, text 59. Mana marava madina jala vina yena mina Krishna vina chane mariyaya Madhura hashavarane mana netra sayane Krishna trishna dviguna vadaya. Very nice poetry she is giving. Mana marava madina. She says, when I don't think of Krishna, my impoverished mind dies immediately. Just like a fish out of water. Jalavina yenamina, a fish out of water. You see? Manamaravamajina jalavina yenamina. Krishna vina chane marayaya. You see? If I don't think of Krishna, my impoverished mind dies immediately like a fish out of the water. And then she says, Madura hasha vadane mana netra sayane Krishna trishna dviguna vadaya. But when I see Krishna's sweetly smiling face, Madura hasha vadane, you see, when I see that sweetly smiling face, Madura hasha vadane, mana netra sayane, my mind and my eyes become so pleased. Krishna trishna dviguna vadaya, my thirst for Krishna immediately doubles. So are you having trouble with your Krishna consciousness? Then just look at a beautiful picture of Krishna, his sweetly smiling face. You see, just like here is a very nice picture of Krishna. What a beautiful smiling face. Just look at Krishna's smiling face. You see? Behold this beautiful smiling face of Krishna. In complete humility. And you'll become ecstatic. Radharani, her Krishna, her thirst for Krishna doubles every time she sees his face. So that's pretty amazing mathematics now, isn't it? How many times has Radharani looked at Krishna's face in the vast span of eternity? Is there any counting? Just think of the math. Okay, the first time she looked at his face, her bliss, her thirst for Krishna doubled, and then it quadrupled on the second look. It went from 2, double, went to 2, to 4, to 8, to 16, to 32, to 64, to 128. We're talking the millions, billions, quadrillions, and zillions of times that her appetite, her thirst for Krishna is being amped up more and more and more for all of eternity. We can't even imagine how thirsty she is for Krishna. We maybe get some idea of what it means to be very thirsty after Nirjala Ekadasi, you know, in that breakfast. Oh, we're so thirsty for that breakfast, you see. I mean, the austerity of the Nirjala is practically all worth it because the nectar, my wife has a nice formula. You take milk and honey, milk and water, 50-50 mix with honey. It's a very nice breakfast. Take 50% milk and 50% water and honey, and you mix it all together. Blend it up nicely. And you break your nirjala with that. It's so ambrosial. It makes the whole nirjala worth it. It's so ambrosial. So we get some idea of how nice it is to have your thirst quenched after the nirjala, you see. So just imagine Radharani getting her thirst for Krishna quenched and having it doubled, quadrupled in this way for all of eternity, you see. So we have to follow in the footsteps of Radharani, you see. Lord Chaitanya said there is no better mode of worship than that which was conducted by the damsels of Raj, the Rajavadus, the damsels of Vrindavan. There is no greater example of worship of Krishna than these damsels. And they are headed by Srimati Radharani. So we have to see the mode of worship of these gopi girls, you see. As a matter, I'm brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyasi, grihastha, whatever I may be. The gopis are the ideal example, you see. Everything for Krishna, nothing for myself. That's the mood. That's the real mood of being a gopi, you see. No interest separate from the interest of the Lord. That mood we should study. That mood we should develop. The mood of the gopis, you see. That I have no desire except to please Krishna, except to be with Krishna, except to see Krishna, except to talk to Krishna, you see. To become dear to Krishna, Krishna Priya. That's my only desire, you see, is to awaken my beloved relationship with Krishna. So, I can stop now and ask if there's any questions.
Let's start with this one here. Do we have to be afraid of God or mankind? No, a devotee is not afraid of God. He has complete trust in God. He becomes fearless by taking shelter of the Lord. There's only one thing to be afraid of, and that is forgetting Krishna. See, that's our only fear. We have no other fear. Because we've taken complete shelter of Krishna, we have no fear. Our only fear is that if I forget Krishna. You see, that's our only fear. How to gain happiness? It's very simple. You already have happiness within you. You simply have to come out of the shell of material consciousness and be Krishna conscious, and you'll have unlimited happiness at every minute. Why do we envy each other even in spiritual life? Because you're not in spiritual life. You're holding on to material life. Spiritual life means no envy. That's spiritual life. By only following the spiritual master's instruction, can we go back to Godhead? Absolutely. By only following the spiritual master's instruction, yes. If you do that one thing perfectly, you're already back to Godhead. How to fully surrender to the spiritual master? Just do whatever he says, that's all. And you see, for my disciples, I'm telling you right now, you have to read Prabhupada's books thoroughly and regularly and do whatever Prabhupada says. So by doing that, you're serving my instructions. As much as possible, read Prabhupada's books. And whatever Prabhupada says, you do what Prabhupada says. Okay, why does Krishna choose a battlefield to speak the Bhagavad Gita? To show how practical it is. To show how practical this philosophy is. In any situation, you can be Krishna conscious. Even in the middle of a war, you can be Krishna conscious. Krishna is showing how practical Krishna consciousness is. That's why. How to surrender to Guru? What does it mean to surrender? Whatever the spiritual master says, you do it. You take his orders, your life and soul. And the first order is to chant 16 rounds, at least every day, and to strictly avoid illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. And whatever other instructions he gives you along with that, you do them. How to practice Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day in daily life. Rise early and chant 16 good rounds before you begin your other activities. That will keep you, that will give you really nice fixity. Very deep meditative rounds every morning before you begin anything else. Get up early. 16 very deep meditative rounds before you do anything else, and you'll have an amazingly wonderful day every day. You'll be blissful all day. How do we understand that Krishna's holy name are the same? By becoming a pure devotee, you will personally meet Krishna in the form of his name. You'll actually experience it. You'll actually see how Krishna, you will have first-hand experience. You become a pure devotee and you will have first-hand experience that Krishna is his name, and his name, Krishna is the name and the name is Krishna. There's no difference. You'll personally meet Krishna and you'll see that you'll be experiencing it with your own transcendental senses, that he and his name are absolutely the same. There's no difference. Krishna will dance. You become pure in your chanting. Krishna will personally dance in your heart. Krishna will dance in the courtyard of your heart in the form of Krishna, the syllables Krishna. Those two syllables, Krishna, are the Supreme Personality of God. They are. And that Krishna will dance in the courtyard of your heart. You'll personally experience how Krishna is dancing in the courtyard of your heart, and your heart becomes pure. So strive every day for developing that pure heart, you see. Follow the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness. Follow the instructions given in the nectar of devotion. Put on your tilak every morning. You can take it off before you go to work. But get up every morning, put on a sari and dhoti and tilak. Have a nice morning program. And then you can put on your karmic clothes and put water tilak instead for going to your office. You see. Do yourself a favor. Practice Krishna consciousness very nicely and sincerely as per Prabhupada's instructions every day. Why cheat yourself? I mean, do you want to be miserable? Do you want to be miserable? So practice Krishna consciousness. Achieve the supreme happiness, an explosion of ecstasy within your heart at every minute. Transcendental bliss is awaiting you at every minute. You simply have to apply Prabhupada's teachings. That's all you have to do. So I see there's no more questions. Any other questions? Okay, so we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Kindly go deeper and deeper into this sweet, sweet ocean of Krishna consciousness. And you'll be the happiest person that you could ever imagine that you can be. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.